This is Kath.
Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, thank you. It's Friday, the last day of the week. We made it through. God bless you. I'm Evangelist Faye, giving you a brief word on thank God for in the midst of affliction. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, as I get into this word, pray that those that are touched by it and healed from it. I also pray for those that are sick and shut in, that God keep you at peace and keep you with a love ahead and keep your heart and your mind on the Lord. Stay safe, wear your mask, and social distance. I pray for these things in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. It's Friday and it's August the 14th, 2020. I want to give you some things for when you can thank God for in the midst of things. Amen, amen. In Ephesians 5:20, it tells us we should give thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name our Lord Jesus Christ. And in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says to give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Giving thanks helps us focus on God in our affliction and steers us away from complaining, strengthens our faith, and brings glory to God. Amen. Number one, that God is sovereign in control of the intensity and the duration of your affliction. In Isaiah 46:9-10, it said, I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from the ancient times, things not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will accomplish all my purpose. Amen. Amen. Two, that God's love and mercies never cease. In Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 through 23. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Amen. Number three, Jesus will never leave you nor forsake you. Hebrews 13:5, it says, keep life free from love of money and be content with what you have. For he said, I will never leave nor forsake you. Number four, God is with you in your affliction. In Isaiah 43:2, it says, when you pass the waters, I will be with you through the rivers. They shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. Amen. Amen. Number five, that God hears your every prayer. In Psalms 34:15 and Psalms 34:17, the eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears toward the cry. In Psalms 34:17, when the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. Amen. Six, that God is using this affliction to make you like Christ. Ah, Romans 8:28-29. And when we know, for those who love God, all things work together for the good. For those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Amen. Seven, this affliction is momentarily and light compared to the eternal reward it is producing. 2 Corinthians 4:17 states this, for this life momentarily appearing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. Number 8, the Jesus in your sympathetic high priest who intercedes for you constantly. Hebrews 4:15 says, for we do have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Hebrews 7:25, verse 25, chapter 7. Consequently, he is able to save to the utmost those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercessions for them. 9, God is near you in your pain. Amen. Psalms 34:18, the Lord is near to the broken heart and saves the crushed in spirit. Number 10, that Jesus is your refuge, towers you can run to. Psalms 46:1, God is our refuge and he is our strength, a very presence, help in trouble. In Proverbs 18:10, it says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous man runs into it and is safe. Woo, hallelujah. Number 11, that God has saved you, washed away your sins, and adopted you as his own child. Blessed are those whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Romans 4:7. 12, that someday Jesus will wipe away every tear from your eyes and you will see his glorious face. In Revelation 21:4, it said he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death should be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. Amen. Those are my words of wisdom today, and my encouragement for you all. 12 things to thank God for in the midst of affliction. Again, I am Evangelist Faye, and yes, I was a little late with my message today, but God bless. He still blessed me to get on and give it to you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, I just want to thank you, Lord. Amen. Have a blessed weekend. God bless you. I'll be back on Monday. God bless you. Have a wonderful and blessed weekend. Amen. Amen.